A new analysis from the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting finds around three-quarters of the outpatient dialysis centers in Arizona have had a violation reported in the last 3 years. Shanna Montaneri is the health reporter at AZCIR and dug into the data on this story. She joins me to talk more about what she found. And Shanna, what kinds of violations are we talking about here?
So yeah, these can range from things that are, relatively minor to very serious. So you can have minor issues like, you know, illegible handwriting on a bag or medication or something like that, all the way up to pretty serious issues of infection control, dried blood on different things in the dialysis facility, which can pose an infection risk, and even some instances where patients were actually harmed by issues of failing to follow treatment orders and issues like that.
So as you write in your article, in many cases, dialysis patients are more vulnerable to bad health outcomes anyway, but it seems as though that's especially true during a pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard with, you know, chronic kidney disease. There's about 37 million people in the United States who have chronic kidney disease, and then in a smaller number of people, that progresses into what is called end-stage renal disease or end-stage kidney disease, where there's kidney failure, and you have to be on some form of dialysis to, you know, help your kidneys function and filter your blood. And so these people are generally immunocompromised for one reason. Could be the kidney disease is enough to cause it. And also there's other issues that are associated, like heart disease and diabetes. So, you know, these are patients who are at risk of a lot of things. And during a pandemic, COVID has been very harmful to this group of patients.
What did you hear from some of the patients with whom you spoke?
So I talked to a couple patients who had first done dialysis before the pandemic, and then also I talked to one who is still doing it. One of the patients I talked to had already gotten a kidney transplant right before the pandemic started, actually, December 2019, which is, you know, kind of the only way you can get off dialysis if you have this end-stage kidney disease, is that you need a kidney transplant. So they had experienced a lot of the things that I had read in these reports, issues with infection control, you know, not changing gloves, needles touching things that they shouldn't be touching that then go into a dialysis port, because dialysis is so risky because you need access to your bloodstream to do it. And so you have these ports that make you vulnerable to infection, and different catheters and ports in your arms or potentially near your neck that lead directly to your bloodstream. So, you know, these patients were worried about that becoming infected, which is a major issue. But, you know, the patient I talked to who is still doing dialysis during the pandemic told me that he has noticed that there's been a lot less staff, basically, and that makes it difficult to, you know, tend to all the patients at once. And so, it's a little bit concerning that there might not be enough patient to provider ratio at that point.
So as part of your reporting, you got a hold of a number of documents dealing with these violations and the fines that went along with them. And I want to ask you about some of what you found in terms of how much these dialysis centers were fined for various violations, and then how much they actually ended up paying, because in some cases, those two numbers are not the same.
Right. Yeah, it was very interesting because, you know, these facilities caught my attention because they had some large fines in the past year, about a year or two, $20,000, $30,000, which in the DHS database is some of the highest fines of most medical facilities. There's nothing else that's really going that high. So I was curious as to, you know, why is that happening? And in some records that I obtained, the recommended fine was actually even higher, but the companies and the clinics are able to negotiate this down through a resolution process. So if a violation has been repeated a lot, we're talking like 3, 4, or 5 times, then DHS typically recommends a larger fine, but they're actually able to argue this down.
What did either the dialysis centers themselves or the companies that own them or the state health department have to say about all that?
That's a good question, because the companies, so there's two major companies that run most of these facilities in the United States and in Arizona. They're called DaVita and Fresenius. They're multi-billion dollar corporations. They don't have much to say specifically about this, that just that they work with states to try and, you know, get everything up to code. The state health department didn't give me too much information also on how and why this happens exactly and why they let it happen. There is an informal dispute resolution process, so it's part of that, but the details are not clear. I have had one document that indicates that, you know, typically happens through a lawyer for the company is able to then, you know, talk with the health department and figure out how to lower the fines.
Well, is there any evidence to suggest that the companies, you know, I don't want to ascribe nefarious motives to them, but is there any evidence to suggest that these fines are just sort of considered part of the cost of doing business, as opposed to like them maybe realizing after an inspection that they have these issues and trying to clean them up?
Right. I mean, I have talked to some experts who are known critics of the industry and say that, you know, they think that, you know, these companies do consider it the cost of doing business, but the state does require them to submit what's called a plan of correction. So anytime something goes wrong, these companies have to submit a plan of how they're going to fix it. And, you know, and they do, but then it can't happen again. So every time it happens, they have to submit a new plan. So, you know, I mean, from the people I've talked to who work for these companies, they are serious about keeping people safe, but yeah, it can be difficult, you know, if, you know, you have different staff coming in and out too. So it's different people that are coming in every year. And so if you see this violation repeated, it might, you know, might not be the same person who's done the violation either. So it's, you know, it's kind of a complicated issue to fix. And I talked to the nephrologist who is in charge of co-chairing the COVID-19 committee to keep dialysis patients. And also just in general, he's worked in this area for a while from Yale University. And, you know, he says that they don't really want to point blame at a facility or a person for making a mistake, but rather, you know, he thinks that these companies should do what they call like a root cause analysis. So go in and figure out what's going on and like why problems get repeated.
All right. That is Shana Montaneri, health reporter for the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Shana, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.